A big city property along Bay Street is being offered up to developers. Again. The Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall is here with more on the latest in the saga of the former courthouse and City Hall annex. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. Mike, if you've driven down Bay Street recently, you've seen a big green space. We're talking about near the Hyatt Hotel. It's just about a block and a half away from the county jail. The city very recently tried to get this developed. Some developers gave their proposals. Those were all rejected, and now we're starting over.
Yeah, so this is take two. Folks that do their yoga or play frisbee on the lawn are going to have to find a new spot because the Downtown Investment Authority is getting ready to issue a request for proposals to develop the site.
And what are they prioritizing this time?
So they're calling this now the Ford on Bay. The big priority is retail. There's three parcels for development: the former courthouse, the former City Hall annex, and also a submerged piece of land under the St. John's River. Retail will be the big component. Any structure built on the property facing Bay Street, 80% of that ground floor will have to be retail. That means restaurant, shops, pubs, anything that they feel will bring pedestrian traffic and 24/7 activity.
Let's go back to the piece of land submerged in the St. John's River. What does that mean, Mike?
So in the requirements for developers, this particular parcel is slated to be a marina. So they're looking for a spot where potential customers can come up on their boats or possibly a private dock. So beyond retail, the property also is able to house office high-rise as well as multifamily residential. Now, the DIA is hoping that this property will also push their goal of increasing residential density in the downtown area. Now, they're not actually dictating to developers how many residential units will need to go into the eventual buildings that go on this site. However, they are going to prioritize proposals that include high-density residential.
What's different this time?
The DIA is being very specific this time with exactly what the city is looking for. And they're also marketing it differently. They've contracted CBRE Jacksonville, which is a real estate marketing firm, to produce materials to entice developers. Not only does it emphasize the features of the particular site, but it also promotes other amenities for downtown around it, including the Jacksonville Jaguars, Jumbo Shrimp, the Vistar Veterans Memorial Arena, and the fact that the St. John's River is an access point to the Atlantic Ocean. They're really hoping to draw developers from outside Jacksonville and give them an understanding of the importance of this particular piece of property.
It sounds like they're hoping that when this is developed, it could be really important to creating a more vibrant downtown.
Yeah, they're hoping that this will continue the revitalization of Bay Street as an entertainment area and to be part of that gateway toward the sports complex. On Wednesday, the DIA is going to be considering the RFP as well as the scope of the project, the marketing material, and the scoring mechanism. After the vote, if the DIA board approves it, they'll release the RFP in October, and they're hoping to award a proposal by February of 2020.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.